am finished with Mr. Phillips, if we are all finished with Mr. Phillips?
Yes, I need just your pass and Mr. Sagsveen and Mr. Lean, and we're finished with Mr. Phillips. You have no further questions for Mr. Phillips.
I have no further questions.
Mr. Sagsveen, any further questions? Mr. Lean, any further,
no further
questions? Thank you very much, Mr. Phillips.
Thank you.
Now, Ms. Smith.
I would recall Terry Fasteen.
Okay. Mr. Fasteen, you understand, of course, that your testimony continues under oath and subject to penalties of perjury.
Yes, sir.
Ms. Smith.
All right, we would start with Exhibit 12C in the exhibit book. And could you, looking at Exhibit 12C, Mr. Fasteen, could you explain the status of right-of-way option acquisition along the stretch that runs from Section 7 in Township 147 North, Range 97 West, to the east?
Yes, I can. In this area, we do have a lot of the landowners who have already signed options. In that Mountain City Township, we only have one landowner who has not agreed to that option. Also crossing into Hellman Township, the first 2 miles, we have also have those landowners who have signed the options there also. I guess what I can say is, in this particular area, we've got landowners who would prefer us be on the 16th or quarter line. As many as who would prefer us to be on a section line. It's individual preference.
All right. And then if you will turn back to Exhibit 12A. We have a proposition in the section that leaves Center 345 KV substation. And I have to make a little statement in order to make this make sense as to why I'm asking Mr. Fasteen a question. But our proposal is that the corridor be widened so that the northern edge remains as it is and that it extends down to the DC line. And that would be, I didn't do the length, but I would assume we could do that until we get to between Section 35 and Section 36 and widen it out at that point. And you'll have to correct me if I'm wrong on what I just said, but are the landowners in those sections the same landowners as are currently in the corridor?
That is correct. In 14283, on the south side of our corridor, those landowners own the whole sections. Currently, the landowners in sections 34, 35, and 36 have signed option and agreements. Where Ms. Schulte lives, Ms. Schulte and the trust of which she's affiliated with have not signed. The next adjacent landowner hasn't signed because he's dealing with flooding. But then from there proceeding over to the Missouri River, we've got all but one section of land tied up with options currently.
So in that whole stretch, how many landowners have not signed? Two?
I guess three if you include the trust.
You're right. So I guess I have no further questions for Mr. Fasteen.
Mr. Sagsveen.
I have no further questions.
Mr. Lean.
Can you tell me again where you're proposing that at, Section 36? Is everything you're proposing in 142 and range 3083?
To widen the corridor, sir?
Yes.
We would look at that in sections 31, 2, and 33 in 14282 and potentially a portion of section 36 in 14283. We would want to try to diagonal down to try to accommodate some of Mrs. Schulte's concerns.
Okay, thank you. No further questions.
Questions from the commission. Commissioner Kramer.
I'm just going to take a chance as a commissioner that I won't be objected to. I have to ask you about something else that came up in one of the other witnesses that said, I guess it was Mr. Weckerly that's made the claim that he had asked not to allow agents on the land, and three times they still went on the land. And is that, could you respond to that?
Sure. The thing I can't tell you is, not only is Cattermus Lee and Jackson out there, but there's a soil boring crew. There's a crew doing cultural surveys, historical surveys, tree counts. Mm-hmm. At this point in time, I cannot honestly say that that's true. Plus, as Mr. Weckerly alluded to, he was involved with our firm in another project. And during that project, there was a group associated with that project that did trespass on his land also. Mm-hmm. So I can't give you the answer you're looking for at this time. It's a possibility. Part of the concern also is when our survey crews are out working, they're looking for section corners. Mm-hmm. So part of the trespass could be that these people were on the section line looking for section corners, and several of the landowners do try to assert that no one has a right to that 33-foot wide strip. Mm-hmm. And again, I can't, I can't give you a definitive answer.
Yeah, no, that's good enough. I appreciate it. I just wanted to see if there was a response to it.
Sure.
Thank you.
Further questions from the commission? Commissioner Clark.
Would there be, getting back to the line as depicted on 12C and 12D that we've been discussing at for some length that runs down the quarter section, would there be some problem in that area widening the corridor so that there could be some taking of consideration in personal preference of landowners? You indicated some landowners have a preference of running down the quarter section. Some quite clearly do not. Is there a problem with having some sort of wider corridor in that area so that you'd as a company would have more latitude and the commission would have more latitude when it came to the routing of the line itself?
The only thing I couldn't comment on is if we would be adding additional landowners, because I know in some of this stretch there are persons with 10 or 20 acre tracts that might not be included in this current 1,000-foot. It's something that could be reviewed. I really can't give you a true answer right now.
That would be a land acquisition problem more than a commission certificating problem. Is that right?
No, we still have a notice problem.
Oh, the notice issue. Sure, yeah. Sure. I mean, aside from that. I was just asking more.
I'm going to follow all of this up after.
Okay, and that was the last question I had. Thanks.
Okay. Any further questions from the commission? Ms. Smith.
No, Your Honor.
Mr. Sagsby.
Nothing, Your Honor.
And Mr. Leighton.
I was going to ask along Commissioner Clark's questioning right there, if that corridor was just extended down to the section line, then it seems like you wouldn't be dealing with any additional landowners. So I was going to ask if that was a possibility.
So I take it that's not a question.
I guess it was.
Oh, all right.
I'll have to say the same thing. I'm not sure that through that whole stretch that all those landowners do own all that property down to the section line. There might be some smaller tracts up in that area because it's an area known for waterfowl hunting, and sometimes farm sites or small tracts of land have been bought adjacent to section line. So I can't verify that there wouldn't be a problem there.
Is it possible to do some kind of a late filed exhibit on that?
Well,
Your Honor.
Well, we can, let me just say one thing, thinking out loud. I mean, we can continue this hearing. We don't need to close this hearing. And we can all put in some time in the books
and see just what our alternatives are. And then, I mean, if there's no other landowners affected, if our notice is good and our record will be good, then we can go ahead and file the exhibits, as I understand it. But other, and there may still be, I'm not saying we can't do this somehow. I'm simply saying I'm not comfortable with doing it now. Now, Mr. Sagsby.
I want to, if I may, just read one rule that I think might spawn some movement. And that's in Chapter 69-0604 under Certificate of Site or Corridor Compatibility. The commission may allow an applicant to amend its application at any time during the pendency of an application. A rehearing may be required if the commission determines that a proposed amendment, which is received after the hearing process has been completed, materially changes the authority sought. In addition, under 69-0604-02, it's the way I read this, the commission, this rule provides the requirements of an order, and an order approving the issuance of a certificate shall contain findings that the application, with modifications, if any, meets the site corridor evaluation process. And there's a whole step process to either approve, accept, or reject the modifications. So back to the first part of what I was saying, I think we should think about right now whether or not we want to treat this as a late file exhibit, or simply they can amend the application. And I guess I don't read that as requiring making additional notice requirements unless the Public Service Commission determines that it materially affects the original application.
What was your first rule, please?
69-06-0401, subsection 4.
I may not have that because I only have what pertains to the conduct of the hearing. I do not have that. Well, you know, it is late in the day, and that's not good. And I'm not entirely comfortable simply reading the rule. And I have no idea what case law is out there, but ultimately, a good lawyer likes to find some case law, as you know. And I'm not going to be comfortable unless somebody can tell me there's no case law, and then we can ruminate about what the rule means. I'm not willing to do that tonight. I think what I would do is finish up what questioning we have here, and we'll continue the hearing. And leave the hearing open, so to speak, for what action we might reasonably take, if any, by simply continuing the hearing. And I'm not suggesting we continue the hearing for additional testimony. I'm simply saying we continue the hearing to wrap it up, and everybody's in Bismarck. Lawyers who do wish, if anybody else do wish to attend, they can participate by telephone. That would be my thought.
My only addition to that is whether or not everyone's comfortable when we reopen the hearing.
We're not going to reopen it. We're going to continue the hearing.
No, I mean, when we meet again,
okay,
do we need to renotice all the counties?
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. The notice depends on whether we change the notice that is out there. The house is empty. There's nobody here who is here to testify on this notice. So I'm simply saying, I believe we can continue the hearing for whatever additional work needs to be done by the lawyers, myself, and the commission, i.e., what can we provide a late filed exhibit? Minn Kota is willing to extend the the or widen the corridor in near center further out. Commissioner Clark has suggested that possibly that it will work to widen the corridor there. Now, the only issue that remains there, are there landowners who are additional landowners who would not be aware of this? And perhaps that's a solution. I think we can do that in a continued hearing without any further notice and simply with the lawyers and the commission. Ms. Smith, I mean, it's your case.
As far as I don't see an issue with that. I think your rationale is correct on the notice portion of that.
I understand that I'm largely speculating now. You need that you haven't got a basis for a decision until you've been in the books. But
yes.
But I agree. That is, I think we can move this along to that point without closing the door and making things even more difficult for the commission. And maybe we can do more. You know, maybe you can address, maybe you can provide some alternatives to Commissioner Clark if there's a basis for doing that without jeopardizing the record. So what I'm proposing is we finish up what questioning there is, if any, and that we continue the hearing sine die.
Your Honor, Molly and I will meet right away next week, and we'll try to figure out a way to wrap it up.
Can I understand when you say continue? What do you have in mind for next week? What's your
whatever
the next
the lawyers
steps?
Decide they want to do?
Okay.
Maybe you say, listen, we don't. I'm not. Forget about Mr. Sagsbean. You take a look at this and say, hey, we're done. I'm not doing anything further. Okay?
Okay. That's fine. If that's the approach that we're going to take, I think that will work.
But I would expect you to come back after conferring with Mr. Sagsbean and saying, hey, here's how we're going to finish this up and get all of the information we can get in.
Okay.
Yeah, what I would propose then is that once we can figure out what we're going to do, we'll jointly submit a letter to you, and then we'll probably have to reopen the hearing with a court reporter, whether or not we do it over the phone or in person, and then close it out.
I would prefer that. Well, do we have to do it that way, or can we file a late filed file an exhibit that addresses whether we can address Mr. Clark or Commissioner Clark's concerns? I'm concerned about reopening the testimony again. That's
I'm not saying that we can't do that. I'm just saying we'll figure all that out as soon as we can, and then
reopening stuff.
And then we'll move from
there.
Yeah,
just send me an email and say, let's please schedule a time and day. We're going to need 1 hour. We're going to need half a day, whatever. And schedule a time and day convenient to the commission and council, and we'll do it in the commission hearing room, and we'll schedule it.
Yeah, I don't think there's any problem with leaving the record open at this time.
Right.
I have a different proposal. Could we instead do the late filed exhibit and address this area? I mean, we can address all of it in a late filed exhibit without having to have everyone meet again and reopen the record and have a set time to do that. We can put something in writing that says whether we can address it.
You don't in fact know whether you will submit a late filed exhibit.
And if we didn't, we would submit a letter that says we are no longer going to file a late filed exhibit.
Your Honor, if I could just say one thing. One of the comments I made earlier was that while Commissioner Clark's comments are fresh in our mind, we've got I had numerous comments the first day, and there's still that question of we get together and what information might be requested out of that. It's still somewhere in this piece.
Well, I appreciate that, but that's where I have a real problem, but that really requires some research.
But right, that's where
I doubt that can be done, but listen, not until you've looked do you know. You know, I still... I think there should be a a record. I tell you what, let's just continue this hearing sine die. You come back to me with a proposal of what you're going to do to complete the hearing. I don't care what you decide.
All right.
Whatever you can agree on. What you can agree on, that's Jake with me. That's the deal. On the other hand, if there's some disagreement that you agree that there is something further we can do, but there's some disagreement about how it can be done, then I can make that decision, and then we can do whatever I decide. Okay?
All right.
That's a plan. The hearing is, for the record, continued sine die. Okay?
You don't get to give closing speeches,
man? You could.